former Raptor and now assistant coach with the Pacers. Here's Popeye Jones. What's up, Popeye?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. How cold is it down in Indianapolis?
Well, it's been pretty cold. We got some snow and ice, probably like you guys, and it's a little bit better today. But the last yesterday was brutal. I wasn't outside much, so no pond hockey for me.
Well, you are maybe the most famous hockey dad in North America right now. What's that feel like to have Seth going in Columbus? You had Caleb up in Edmonton, two kids in the NHL for you.
Yeah, obviously a proud father. You know, Caleb got sit down yesterday, so mm-hmm. I had a conversation with him last night just to keep working and, you know, to stay positive. And he got a taste of the NHL. And as you know, we've a lot of people have been rookies, myself in the NBA. And, you know, it was a thrill for him to get a taste of that life. And he can go back to Bakersfield and work and hopefully get back up there.
What's that like, that first taste? When you get to the pros and you're riding first class and you're in, you know, incredible planes and hotels. And
it's the greatest motivation ever. You don't want it to stop. You don't want to get sent down because it's the best of the best.
I totally agree. And that's kind of what I told him. Obviously, he didn't want to get sent down. And but, you know, it's part of the business. And, again, he's got to keep working. And like you said, it does motivate you to keep working and to get better and to work on the things that they've told you to work on.
With Popeye Jones here on Overdrive.
Popeye, when did you kind of, or have you taken your foot off the gas as far as, you know, watching your kids' advice, or do you let them come to you? How do you handle that?
I've always been a guy who always just talked about hard work and being a good teammate and, you know, learning and growing. Never like, I guess, you know, anything about you need to do this on the ice or you need to do that. It was more about just, you know, how to be a good teammate and always giving advice like that and how to work hard and, you know, how, as you know, as a player, how not to get too high or get too low, to stay as even keel as you can and just keep growing as a player.
With Popeye Jones, assistant coach with the Pacers. Raptors in action at home tonight with the Kings in town. They're at Indiana tomorrow night. And Kawhi Leonard not playing tonight. He hasn't played the last three games. When you're preparing for a game against the Raps, it is a back-to-back. We haven't heard anything. We're assuming he will play tomorrow night. But how does it affect your game planning, you know, a day before you meet these guys when you don't know if Kawhi will or won't be playing?
Well, you prepare for a guy like that, you know, a guy who's, you know, averaging 27 points, sixth in scoring in the NBA, is a force also on the defensive end, you know, in the top, what, 5 or 10 in steals. So you do prepare for a guy like that. You know, you go back and you look at the last time he played and the last time they had a full roster. And, you know, it was the Boston game, and you look at that game and you look at the first game that we played in Toronto, and he played. So you have to prepare for him. You know, a lot of offense is going to go through him if he's on the court.
Based on history, it would tell us that Kyle Lowry would be the obvious second choice. I mean, in terms of game planning and where, you know, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. But he's struggling lately. You know, he's not putting up great numbers. He's not shooting very comfortably, and he's not putting up very good stats. If, let's say, Kawhi plays tomorrow night, is Kyle the secondary option for you guys in terms of attack on the defensive side? Or, you know, where does Siakam come into play? Ibaka? Where are you focused on beyond Kawhi?
Well, obviously, you know, you named all those guys. They're a very, very deep team. You know, you still have to game plan for Lowry, who, you know, who's done a good job of playmaking, who's second in the NBA in assists this season. And you know he could get it going at any time. You know, he's gotten hot here in the past playing us in Indiana. And then, you know, Siakam, who I think may be the most improved player in the NBA this year, is having a heck of a year. And then, you know, Ibaka. And then the last time we were up there, not to mention their bench came in and really put it on us. You know, you got right off the bench. You got Powell, who actually led them in scoring the last time we was up there and played when Kawhi didn't play. So it's a very deep team, and we know we got to be prepared for them and prepared for all those guys and try to slow them down offensively. You know, the last five games, they're averaging 120 points a game.
When you look out west, I don't think you need to follow the day-to-day to believe that Golden State is clearly the team to beat. In the East, I think it's much more complicated and unpredictable. You got Milwaukee, Toronto, you guys in Indiana, Philly, Boston's coming on a little bit hotter recently. They won again last night. You know, there's a five-pack of teams that could be perceived as interchangeable in terms of trying to decide who is the favorite. That's my viewpoint. How unpredictable do you see the East come playoff time from your perspective?
Well, we know it's going to be tough, and you know, I think last week we had a wake-up call last Thursday. Philly came in here and really put a shellacking on us, and it kind of woke our team up a little bit. Sometimes it's good to you hate to lose, but sometimes it's good for your team to lose, and you get the attention of the players, and you get back to the drawing board, and you get back to the practice court, and you try to get connected again on the offensive end and the defensive end. But you know, our talk around here, those teams that you name, is about beating those teams consistently, and we haven't done that. You know, we've taken care of business with a lot of the teams who are, you know, out of the playoffs or out of the playoff race and under 500, but, you know, we got to compete against those top teams in the East if we want to be considered one of the favorites or just one of the teams that could come out of the East this season.
With Popeye Jones, I got to get your take on what seems to be the story of the NBA the last 20 games, and that would be James Harden, who went off for 30-plus again last night. That's 20 consecutive games with 20-plus, or with 30-plus. The only guy in league history to do that prior to him was Wilt Chamberlain. But his team isn't winning a lot. I mean, last night they got blown out, and he got his numbers. But how do you feel about the streak that Harden is on, and how would you apply it to the history of the NBA in terms of, you know, top three, top five, top 10 greatest runs in terms of offensive numbers in NBA history?
Well, first of all, when you look at the history books, and any if you got any stat that you compare with Wilt, all the records that he had, you're having, you know, a phenomenal run. I think that, you know, you hear all these people talk about, well, I'd guard him this way, I would trap him. He's seen every defense that that you can throw at him, and he's still able to put up those type of numbers. You know, they beat us twice this season, and he had great games in both. You know, we tried everything. We tried trapping him. You hear people say, well, send him right, do this and do that. And he's just a phenomenal offensive player. He's definitely probably one of the best ISO players to ever play in our game.
Well, someday, Jackets Oilers Cup final, and we'll be there. We'll make sure to get you in studio. We look forward to it. Good luck tomorrow night, and we really appreciate you taking time. Thank you, Popeye.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
There's Popeye Jones, assistant coach with the Pacers, former Raptor, and right behind Walter Gretzky for the most famous hockey dad in the world.